By now, you've probably heard of Joe Biden's rambling, incoherent anti-Second Amendment comments from a week and a half ago or so, including his attempt to explain to Americans that if they're going to take on the federal government, they need to have F-15s and nuclear weapons, which is another way of saying that, from wannabe Dear Leader Joe's perspective, the federal government of the USSA would obviously be entitled to use its F-15s and its nukes against any American movement that would be foolhardy enough to embrace the spirit of 1776 to the point of applying it to the abusive, destructive, and downright evil construct that is Washington, D.C. Now, before laughing Biden's comments off as a joke or just another example of dementia-addled, creepy Joe Biden running at the mouth again, please remember that this is the man, or the puppet, who currently has access to F-15s and nukes. This mumbling, stumbling Marxist muppet actually has access to the weapons of mass warfare and annihilation that he mentioned at a podium to the press in an attempt to explain how things would go for those who might try to deal with an abusive federal government in a manner similar to that which our founding fathers took with the British Empire. Creepy Sleepy Joe just threatened to go nuclear on those Americans. Literally. The good news in this revelation is that I believe this was another one of those Joe can't filter thoughts anymore moments that clarifies exactly how the ruling elite abuser class thinks of the masses and what their political puppets think of 1776 and similar approaches to the removal of tyrants and tyrant wannabes. While this bit of clarity was offered accidentally by the wannabe Dear Leader, it was offered nonetheless, and we should thank God for it. This sort of overt nuclear-tipped dictator speak will only add fuel to the spirit of 76 that is now sweeping over the land. So thanks, Joe. Thank you for your arrogance, incompetence, and unintended clarity. We now have a much better sense of exactly how evil and un-American you and your puppet masters are. Now more than ever, in this era of anti-Christian bigotry and the end game of anti-freedom elites running the American empire, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to this channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.